Of the Lord tonight. Amen. Before we get started, why don't you just turn around, shake somebody's hand, tell them you're glad to see them in the house of the Lord tonight. What a privilege it is once again to be in the house of the Lord. Play a bit more of it. Play it. Amen.
There is no misunderstanding, and from all enmity and strife we're free.
Oh, yes.
No unkind words that wound the heart are spoken. is just what heaven means.
Let's sing that chorus together one more time.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Let me make an announcement just before we look at our prayer request tonight. The sessions for the ladies will begin tomorrow evening. Single ladies, married ladies, your study of fellowship will begin tomorrow evening. The younger singles, you'll be meeting at 6 p.m. The married ladies, you'll be married at 7 p.m. And I hope I'm reading this right. I'm reading it just exactly the way it's wrote. Jimmy, did you write this? Married ladies are going to be meeting at 7. Sister Ivy, help me. Am I doing this right? What y'all laughing at? Younger singles, you're going to be meeting at 6. Married ladies, you're going to be meeting at 7. Huh? No, they're not going to be married at 7. Hey, something bad wrong if that's going to be taking place. We better sing that chorus again. Younger singles, you're going to be meeting at 6 o'clock. Married ladies, you'll be meeting at 7, and then singles at 8. Now, I don't know nothing about the singles at 8, but just if you're single, you be here at 8, is all I can tell you. Enough said about that. I hope you have a great time. Let's look at our prayer request. I want to remember Brother Greg and Sister Shirley Robbins. Both are at home, not feeling well tonight, so we certainly want to pray for them. I want to pray for Sister Maggie Davidson from Arkansas. They're suspecting and checking her for a serious bacterial problem in her body. They're just resting in the promise that the Lord's able to heal her. So they're asking that we would join with them in prayer. Pray for my wife tonight, Glenda. She's been sick for a couple of days. If you'd remember her, I would appreciate that. Also, Kim Jones, sick in body. That's a young lady that related to Brother Doug McKinney. And she just very, very sick. So if you'd remember her in prayer, we'd appreciate that tonight. Brother Gary Hall is taking his wife, Sister Jan Hall, to the emergency room at this present time. They're checking her for a possible mini stroke. So we will certainly want to pray for those folks tonight. Sister Martha Sacker says to please pray for my elderly aunt. She lost her wallet yesterday and has been very upset about it. So we certainly pray that the Lord would comfort her heart. Sister Alfia from South Africa says to please pray for my husband. He needs a job. He's been out of work since December of 2010. So they're asking that we would pray that the Lord would help him find a place of an employment. L.B. Bukes of Strand in Cape Town requires the Lord's intervention for healing for colon cancer. Her body is also retaining water and her organs are starting to shut down. So they're asking that we would remember that prayer request tonight for that sister in South Africa. Please pray for Shalom Jacks in his future school acceptance, that he would find the Lord's will in that, and we just commit it all unto the Lord tonight. I want to pray for Brother James Stamper. He's having problems breathing, suffering from shortness of breath. So let's pray for our brother tonight. Sister Cook says, if we would, to pray with her that the Lord would help us to find a very important document in the next few days. They need to find that, so let's ask the Lord to help them in that. Brother Baker, we'll remember him tonight. He has high blood pressure, also having other tests done this week, so let's pray for that need. Now this, I'm going to take the time to read this. It's just a little bit lengthy, but I think you'll need to hear it just to see the severity of it. This is from Brother Barry Coffey, and he sent this to Brother Jim Babb over in the library. God bless you from Dubai. I'm traveling here with my two sons, Peter and Lucas. Our primary purpose is in coming it was to visit with Brother Anwar Javed, who made it over from Pakistan to be able to visit with us for a few days. Last Monday, Brother Anwar was attacked by two armed Muslim extremists riding a motorcycle. They stopped Brother Anwar's car and forced him out at gunpoint. They knew his name and identified themselves as part of the same group of extremists that have been threatening him for the past 2 years. They violently object to his preaching and his outreach work on behalf of the message in the nation of Pakistan. We have spent many hours together today, and he related to us in detail about the attack he experienced in Lahore, where he lives. While one man held a gun to his head, the other man was physically hitting and shoving him and shouting threats and insults to him for his preaching of the gospel. We're going to try to get a little interview recorded so we can share it from our website. Brother Anwar faces each day wondering who may come against him and how it may happen. His wife and children are virtual prisoners in their own home, even though they live in a fairly secure Christian compound in their city. With some help of some friends, Brother Anwar and his family have retained round-the-clock armed guards at their door. Whenever he holds a church service anywhere in the country, the government has pledged increased military protection during the services. The police have been sympathetic, but are virtually powerless against this powerful network of extremists. Brother Anwar is praying about the options that are open to him and trying to remain very sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. His wife and children have been affected by this constant threat of violence against them and Brother Anwar over the past 2 years. Please remember him when you pray, since their decisions now will have a great effect on many people. May God bless Brother Barry Coffey. So we certainly realize that we are very fortunate tonight to be able to come to this place with freedom such as these people are not accustomed to. And we certainly want to pray that the Lord would just be mindful of Brother Anwar, his assembly, his family, and that part of the world, Christians that are embracing the message of the hour, Christianity, that the Lord would just help them. You have an unspoken prayer request tonight, something you'd like for this assembly to pray about. You believe we're serving a God that's bigger than all of our problems? I certainly do. Brother David, God bless you. Good to have you back at home with us. Why don't you come tonight? Let's invite the presence of the Lord, and you pray over these prayer requests. Let's join our brother in prayer. God bless you, buddy.
By your hearts with us. Heavenly Father, as we've listened to these requests being read over the pulpit, Lord, we realize that we're under attack. Lord, we're under attack, Lord, in every nation. Satan is doing everything he can, Lord, to try to afflict the children of God. But Lord, we read in the Word that many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Lord, we believe the promise today. As Satan would come against us, Lord, we rebuke him today, Lord. I pray, Father, may you help our brother in Pakistan, Lord. Lead him and guide him, I pray, Lord. I ask, Father, that, Lord, the sicknesses that's been mentioned, Lord, we curse them tonight. We ask, dear God, may you touch their bodies. May the healing hand, I pray, may it move upon them tonight, we ask. And Lord, for this service, we give it into your hands in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
God bless you. Ushers, if you'll come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're visiting tonight with us in this service, may you feel welcome. And those that are streaming this service also, may God bless those folks as well. Let's sing a song tonight. I'm just looking at my note again that I received. And Sister Ivy, why don't you look at this? And if it needs to be corrected, I will correct it. Where is she at? She's here, I'm sure. I see her back there. Did I read it exactly right? Thank you so much. Now you all quit your life. Amen. Let's sing a song. Let's sing just a little bit more of that. Sing that second verse for us one more time. We'll sing the chorus, then we'll go right on into another song. We've got a special for you tonight. I believe you're really, really going to enjoy. And We'll get out of this here just in a minute. Sing that second verse for me again, if you will.
A place where there is no misunderstanding, and from all
praise the Lord
and strife we're free. No unkind words that wound
thank you, Father,
my heart are spoken. Oh, this is just what heaven means.
Oh, now let's sing it, church. Just want to thank you, Lord, for every time you heard my prayer. I just want to thank you for always being there when I was so down and out. You came along, made me want to shout. Just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Raise it a little bit, if you will. Raise it just a little bit. I just want to thank you, Lord, for every time you've heard my prayer. I just want to thank you for always being there when I was so down and out. You came along, made me want to shout. Just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you for always being there when I was so down and out. You came along, made me want to shout. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
If I had a thousand lives to live, I'd live them all.
Oh, yes, we would.
For the Lord, He's been so good to me. That is the least I could afford. He's made good times outnumber the bad. He's been the best.
Yes, He has.
I ever had. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I just want to thank you, Lord, for every time you heard my prayer. I just want to Oh, do you thank Him tonight? Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Brother Brandon and Brother Chuck, I don't know how they got this all worked out, but they're going to give us a special tonight, and I believe it's going to bless your heart if they'll come at this time and get ready to do that for us. I believe Brother Chuck's going to be on the harmonica, and Brother Brandon's going to be playing the dobro, if I'm not mistaken. So let's enjoy whatever they have put together for us. I believe it'll be a blessing to you. Give them a good hand as they come for you tonight.
I want to say something while Brother Brandon's getting ready. You know, like Harry said the other night, we're not entertainers. You know, we people that play music, you know, if your heart's right, it's just an extension of worship. That's what it is. The Bible says, praise the Lord on the. And that's what we really want to do tonight. We're just going to worship the God that give us this a little ability. And you just worship with us. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
been there 10,000 years. Won't that be a wonderful time? So I appreciate the privilege that we can be able to experience God's grace. And not only experience it, but actually have our name changed to be called Miss Grace. We're talking about a real honor. Amen. So I appreciate you coming together tonight in the presence of the Lord. Brother Darrell's going to come and preach for us. And I want to say before he comes, I appreciate you praying for me. And I'm feeling better every day, and I appreciate the Lord's grace for that. And all of you that have prayed, I've got emails and cards and contact from different parts of the world, and it just touches your heart, you know, when you get in trouble and people contact you. I just want to let you know that I thank you for that, and I appreciate it. Brother Darrell told me a while ago he got contacted more about me in the last couple of days than he'd been contacted about him since he'd been sick his entire time. So it was really encouraging for him, you know. Amen. But I want you to know I so appreciate it. I'm getting stronger every day, and I'm grateful to the Lord for that. Let's stand together if you would, and we'll just go into the further part of the service. Hallelujah. As we think about God's great gathering of His people, I was reading just a few moments ago in the book of Corinthians where Paul was talking about some of the things that he went through. Beaten with rods, beaten with stripes, and hunger, and cold, and fastings, and distress. And he said, then the things that are within, the care of the churches. As I sat there and read that, Brother David, I thought, what a time it'll be when all of God's children, whether they're preachers or not, lay people, whatever they are, when we all gather together around the great throne of God, and we'll lay aside all of the things about us, we'll lay down all of our crosses and all of our troubles, and we'll gather around His throne. Won't that be wonderful in the presence of the King? Hallelujah. Everything that we've ever gone through in life, it'll seem so small. It'll seem like nothing when we get to the end of the way. Amen. Let's sing together Amazing Grace, and we'll sing and open our hearts to the Lord, and we'll just ask the Lord to speak to us. How many comes with a need in your heart and in your life tonight? You know God is mindful of you. He's mindful of everything that you have need of. Let's sing it together. When we've been there 10,000 years, like shining as the sun.
Aren't you grateful for the grace of Almighty God? To know that we stand here tonight, not because we're worthy of it, but because He's worthy. Amen. And we stand here tonight, thank you, buddy, by His grace. Amen. If you have your Bible, turn with us to the book of St. John. We want to read tonight from chapter 10, verse 10. We preach in the name of the Lord. Count it an honor to be able to be with you. Just got in from Oregon at 1 o'clock this morning. Had some meetings up there this weekend. So just a wonderful time in the Lord, and got to take my family with us. And so we just a wee bit tired, a little bit of jet lag, but we just trust we can just lay that aside tonight, and the Lord will just help us. And while you're turning there in St. John chapter 10, verse 10, we want to greet you and thank you also for praying for us. And with my back trouble, I was looking the other day. I didn't even realize it, but it was March the 26th that I hurt my back. Taking a pair of jeans off a coat hanger. I'm almost embarrassed to even say that. You know, I was hoping, you know, it can maybe be a little bit more heroic, like lifting a burning car off of a mother and her child. But the Lord knows how to humble you, I suppose, you know. So anyways, but it was an awesome coat hanger. I'm telling you. 20 gauge, I believe, you know. But I tell you, I have never in my life had pain like I've had in the past few weeks with that sciatic nerve pain and all that you that's had back trouble, and you know what it is. I mean, it's just unreal, and it won't let up, and nothing you can do. And 2 weeks ago, I was injected in my spine to try to steroids right on the disc to try to shrink it down and get it off the nerve, and it gave me some relief for about 6 or 7 days, and then it just seemed like it come back. But I am doing better. I'm able to stand up straight and get out. I've mowed the yard a couple of times, and so it's just going to be a slow process. And so just pray for us. Got a bunch of meetings coming up. But I just want to appreciate you praying for me and all the text and things that you sent me, also asking about me. And may God richly bless you. So tonight we want to look at just a simple, simple evangelistic thought. That's really the only kind I can preach is simple. But we trust something to be said that'll help you tonight. Pray this thing will stay on my ear. You figure as big as my ear is, it'd stay on. But sometimes it's like Jewel Forney. It flies off. But if it does, we'll stop and put it back on. But amen. We want to read now from St. John chapter 10, verse 10. And the Bible says this: "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy." Amen. Now, I want to look at this thought tonight on the simple message of stop the thief. Stop the thief. Now, listen to this quote. Brother Bam says this is a quote. He says, "And the first thing you know, Shamgard was standing there talking to his wife. And she looked so pale, and I could see the tears on her cheeks. Poor little thing. She starved to death. See his little children, how hungry they looked and no clothes on. And them Philistines, a big old fat potato bug. Come right in there and take it right out just as fast as he can make it. And there, and that's the way the devil will do it. He'll chop it right away from you, take everything you can get, and come right around and rob you of every bit of experience you've got. Take everything away from you, telling you there's no such thing, and pointing to some old crow bait laying on a bank somewhere. But that's what the devil desires to do tonight, is come in and rob us of everything that God give us by redemptive blessing. Huh? But I say tonight there ought to be enough sham guards among us to stop the thief." Amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thy word is true tonight. I pray in the name of Jesus, may you come tonight, Lord, and minister to the needs of your children. Oh God, may the word become real tonight, Father. We'll never have the right kind of faith until positionally we know who we are in the word. So Lord, we ask you tonight, God, come and quicken it through the opening of the word, that we may not only see who you are, may not only see who Brother Branham was, but oh God, that we may see who we are in the word and the privileges that have been given to us as sons and daughters of God. Grant it tonight, Lord. There's many needs among us, Lord, but there's not a need here greater than you. So tonight we cast all of our cares upon you, because we know you care for us. Come, Lord, tonight and do exceedingly above all that we could ever hope for. Lord, you see the need of those our saints here tonight. And Brother Donnie, Lord, our pastor, I pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, may you just come tonight and minister to them strength to their bodies, Lord, that when we leave the building, may our hearts burn within us because you have met with us along the way. Grant it tonight, Father, for we ask these things in Jesus Christ's name. And the bride says, amen. Amen. God bless you, saints. You may be seated. Brother said, the first thing you know, you see the Shamgard standing there talking to his wife. And that's the way the devil will do. He will come and chop it right away from you. Take everything you can get and come right around and rob you of every bit of experience you've got. Take everything away from you, telling you there's no such thing. So then we see here tonight that Satan's desire is to rob us of every bit of experience that we have with God. The devil don't care if you come here to church tonight if you come here robbed. The devil don't care if you come here to church tonight if you got no joy, you got no victory, you got no power, you got no anointing, you got no hope, you got no vision, you're not going to go, you got no desire. You're not going to bother the devil one bit. Matter of fact, he don't care if you just come here and sit here and fold your arms and go through the motions for 45 minutes. But what he doesn't want is a son of God who sees his position in the word of God to stand up and make a stand upon the word. Emotions had nothing to do with it. Sensations have nothing to do with it. But he stands there upon the word of God because God said so, and God don't lie. Amen. Amen. But you see, it's very important tonight that we understand who we are. We must know who we are, because you know the prophet of God said in 1962, when five planets lined up on the earth, he said it was the announcement of the bride on the earth in infancy. So then that tells me in 1962, the bride of Jesus Christ was now on the earth. But he said she was there as an infant. So 1962 and 2012, what's happened during this time? Somebody is growing up. Somebody is coming to maturity. Somebody's beginning to realize who they are in the Word. And if we don't know who we are, then I want you to know tonight, Satan will lie to you and he will rob you of everything he can. Amen. So let's look in the Word tonight just a little bit and see if we get some understanding of who we are. You know, there was a guy, I think his name is Burl, and he makes beautiful flute music, award-winning flute music, and I might have told you this before, but it just come to my mind. And you know, he was raised up in New Jersey by a Jewish family. He went through all the motions that Jews go through as a boy, went through all the rituals that Jewish boys go to. And so he was a Jew in New York City, or New Jersey, in that area up there. But one day he got a book that had been opened to him. And from the open book, he found his true identity. He was not a Jew. He was a Sioux Indian. He had been adopted from birth as out the Rosebud Indian Reservation, but he was actually a Sioux Indian. And once he found out who he was, he went back to his heritage. He went back to his roots and he started playing beautiful flute music. Because Indian flute music was in him by his nature, by his birth. And the Word, the seals have been opened for us, not just to be a book that we set on the coffee table, but the opening of the Word has come to reveal to us our true identity in the Word. Then in the Word lays our identity. Who I am tonight is found in the pages of this Bible. It has to be. Well, I don't feel that way. Well, you don't go by feelings. They'll lie to you. I'm not a Christian by feelings. I don't preach by feelings. If I did, there's a lot of times I wouldn't preach. I'm not saved because I feel like it. There's days I don't feel saved, just like you. Come on, friends, but we don't base it on feelings. Feelings will lie to us. We base it upon the Word of God. Thus saith the Lord. Amen. Now listen to Galatians 3:29. We read this. Just read it to save time. The Bible said, if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Did you hear what he said? If ye be Christ. In other words, that Christ is possessive. In other words, if you belong to Christ. Anybody here like that? If ye belong to Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed and heirs according to your feelings. Heirs according to the promise. Who made the promise? God did. And God can't lie. Amen. If ye be in Christ, then you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now I want you to understand tonight, there are some tremendous benefits with being the heirs of Abraham. Or being the seed of Abraham. There are some tremendous benefits tonight as being the seed of Abraham. One that comes to my mind right off is that God promised Abraham his seed. Anybody here like that? Who's the rest of you belong to? Huh? Ain't nothing wrong being identified with the Word. Well, Brother Darrell, I'm trying to be humble. Well, humbly identify with it then. There's nothing wrong with saying what the Word says. Is that right, friends? Amen. Then God told Abraham, thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemy. Then I want you to know tonight, the devil is not the gatekeeper. He is not the gatekeeper of my life. I am the gatekeeper. I possess the gate. I say who comes in and who don't. I say who goes out and who don't. Not the devil. Not the devil. He's not the gatekeeper. I'm the gatekeeper. Amen. Hallelujah. dog will make me hurt my back. Amen. Listen, Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God. Anybody led here tonight? They are the sons of God. For you have not received the bondage again to fear, but you have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Who says we're the children of God? Why, I can say anything. You can say anything. But the Bible said that the Holy Spirit will proclaim we are the children of God. The Spirit itself bears with. Jesus said, if you don't believe me, believe the works I do. They tell you who I am. If you can't believe what I say, look at the Spirit that bears record. We are believers, for the Bible said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Amen. Amen. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. If we're children, then we're heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. Huh? If we're the children, any children of God here? If we're children, then we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with Him, we may also be glorified together. Amen. Amen. Then if we are His children, we are His heirs. Huh? Well, Brother Darrell, I'm a child of God, but I ain't got nothing. I ain't got no joy. I ain't got no victory. I ain't got no power. I ain't got anointing. I ain't got, I can't even sing. Well, that's nice. You know you want a pity party. But that's a lie. Do you hear me? That's a lie. That's a lie. We are heirs of God. Now, if you was my heir, you might be able to say that tonight. Because I ain't got much friends. But I tell you, I'm not an heir. We're an heir of God, not an heir to me. Not an heir to man. Not an heir to creed. But to the heir of God. And my daddy owns the cattle of 10,000 of hills. Huh. Amen. Brother Branham said, you cannot be the seed of Abraham without having Abraham's faith. Boy, I tell you, Brother Darrell, if I had faith like Abraham, I'd amen. If you're his seed, you do. The prophet said so. Huh? When I first started preaching, some of you said, say what he said. I'm saying it. Can you amen it? That's what he said. Huh? That's what he said. That's what he said. If we are the seed of Abraham, then we have the faith of Abraham. You cannot be the seed of Abraham without having the faith of Abraham. Now, an heir is one who receives his lot by heir. Huh? An heir in the messianic usage is one who receives his allotted possession by right of sonship. By right of sonship. Don't get it because he's rich. Don't get it because of his earthly name. No. No, that's not what you get it. You don't get it because you're good looking. Thank God. But I get it. I get it, Brother Horn. Based solely on the fact that I am a son. Huh? Now I want you to understand tonight that there is a great difference between an heir and a joint heir. Now it's important to understand that. An heir and a joint heir, though they're both heirs, yet there is a vast difference between an heir and a joint heir. Now let me show you what I mean. An heir is if you're single and you're an heir, you inherit everything. Well, that goes with reason. Huh? If you're one of four heirs, if your daddy had four kids and you're one of four heirs, you receive a fourth. unless he writes it out different. Huh? Now, Brother Horn and Brother David and myself, if our daddy died and we was all brothers in the flesh, and daddy gave Brother David the Escalade hubcap, a Cadillac with spinning hubcaps. He gave Brother Terry the farm, and daddy gave me the goat. Well, I'm an heir. I am an heir. I got a goat, but it's obviously daddy didn't like me. Now, I could understand some of you come to church acting like you act if you just got a goat. But I want you to know, we didn't get a goat. We got a lamb. We got a lamb. A lamb is provided. Now I'm an heir, but I'm not an equal heir. Huh? I'm riding the goat to church. He's riding the Cadillac. That ain't fair. Huh? There's a difference between an heir and a joint heir. See, if you're single and you're an heir, you inherit everything. If you're one of four heirs, you inherit a fourth. But a joint heir is one who it possesses the inheritance together. Everything daddy's got, they have. They are joint heirs. They are in possession of everything that daddy had. That's why Jesus said in St. John 14:12, "Verily I say unto you, the works I do shall you do also, because you are a joint heir." You are a joint heir with me. Everything Jesus got, I get. Everything Jesus got, I get. Huh? Jesus didn't get one Holy Ghost and you got a different Holy Ghost. The prophet said, when you receive the Holy Ghost, you get what he got at the river. Do you believe that? Now you know the we have it with measure. We understand that. Jesus had it without measure. We understand that. But you know, I was at the Pacific Ocean this week. And you go down to the Pacific Ocean. And you look at that beautiful water. And I thought, man, I'll take that home. But probably won't get it on the plane, that ocean, you know. But you know, if I reached in there and took me a little bottle, dipped it into that ocean, screwed the cap on it, everything that was in that big ocean is right there in that bottle. I can take it and put it under a microscope, Brother David. The same elements that makes up that contents of that little bottle makes up the contents of the whole ocean. Hallelujah. And Jesus, he was the fullness. I may have it in measure, but it's the same Holy Ghost. Huh? Well, Brother Branham had the Holy Ghost, but his was better. It was richer because he was able to do more. No, that's not true. Same Holy Ghost. That Holy Ghost just fell in the channel of a prophet. My Holy Ghost falls in the channel of an evangelist. Brother Donnie's Holy Ghost fell in the channel of a pastor. Same anointing, Brother David. Same anointing. It's the channel that's different. Huh? Just because Brother Branham could call your name out and tell you who you was, don't mean he had more God than you got. It was the gift that God used. Hello. Huh? Well, God loved Brother Branham more because God done more through Brother Branham. It was the gift, friends. Huh? How many times did Elijah come? How many comings of Elijah are there? Five. Every messenger that comes, that's Elijah anointing, is under the anointing of the spirit of Elijah. Is that right? Same anointing on each man. Is that right? Elijah done four miracles. Elisha done eight miracles. John the Baptist done no miracles. Brother Branham, they're still writing about it. The same anointing under different dispensations, doing different things, but the same God all the time with the same anointing. Huh? God called Brother Ben to tell you who you were. God's called me. He anointed Brother Ben to tell you who you were. God's called me and anointed me to take a rapture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Listen, just quote. Brother Bev says, we ought to thank God for a group of men like this that's willing to stand out in the face of critics and everything else and take the stand and say, I believe it. Amen. I'm very grateful for men of that type. I'm glad to put my shoulder with theirs, to put my heart with theirs, to put my emotion with theirs. Brother Brandon had emotion. Put my emotion with theirs, put my faith with theirs, and around the bread of life and the word of God. We are brothers together, joint heirs in the kingdom with Jesus Christ. These men may not be able to stand and make the word. That's a gift. That's just a gift to show the last sign at the last day. That's exactly what it's to do. But these men has just exactly the same right to lay their hands on the sick as anyone else. Hallelujah. But Brother Darrell, those seven church age messengers, they was in the right hand of Jesus. Oh, to be Paul, to be Luther, to be Wesley, to be Brother Branham, to be in the right hand of Jesus. Well, that is pretty good. I'll be honest with you, that's pretty good. To be in the hand of Jesus, because if you're in his hand, he's conscious of you. You know, he didn't say he was in their pocket. You can lose stuff in your pocket. But he did say they was in his hand. So yeah, I agree with you. That is pretty nice. That is pretty nice. Brother Bram said this comfort is not for the seven church age messengers only, but every true believer. Brother John, you got your hand up? Every true believer is in the hand of God. And can draw from his love and his power and receive the full benefit of all that God is to the believer. What God gives the messenger and how he blesses and uses the messenger is an example to all believers of his love and his care to all members of his body. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Ben said, when we're born in the kingdom of God by Jesus Christ, we're an heir of heaven. Joint heirs with Jesus. Because he took our place. And he became us sin. That we might become him righteousness. See? He become me that I might become him. See? Joint heirs with him. All right. Now remember, that's to each one of you. Not reserved for the pastors and the evangelists and the prophets, but to each one. Brother Jeremy, that's to me and you, buddy. We have that promise from God. We have that promise from God. Amen. He became me that I might become him by grace. We're so thankful that Jesus came to us in such a dark hour for us and has redeemed us back to thee. And now we're thy sons and daughters. How the world tonight, how Satan has blinded the eyes of the people. How they don't see that. How they don't see that. Could it be message people sitting on message pews, but they don't see that? Because Satan has blinded eyes of people. That they don't see that. They don't believe it. How can they reject that? Father, knowing that you created even the trees and the heavens and the earth and the solar system, the whole heavens and earth you made, just spoke it into existence. And then to know that that same God has loved us enough to give us birth, to become his sons and daughters, and to give us equal rights with Jesus Christ. Has loved
us enough, Brother David, to make us sons and daughters and give us equal rights with Jesus Christ as His brother in glory. Joint heirs with Him. Joint heirs with Him in the kingdom. How we thank Him. Hebrews 2:11 says, for both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one. A brotherhood. A band of brothers. They are all one for which cause. He is not ashamed. He is not ashamed, Brother Reese, to call me and you his brother. Oh, God, that's wonderful. I'd like to see what the meeting would be when the people realize that you're not will be, but you are present tense right now, sons and daughters of God. Brother said, I'd like to see what kind of meeting we'd have when everybody, Brother Bradley, realizes that I am an heir of God. I am a son of God right now. Brother Bradley said, I didn't come to mix up a doctrine. I come to straighten it out. To get away from this fear and the scare that you don't know who you are. You're not going to be. You are now sons and daughters of God. You always were sons and daughters of God. Person suffering amnesia. They don't know who they are. When Jessica was hurt in the accident, when she first came home from the hospital, she had amnesia. She didn't know who she was. She'd say, who am I? I'd say, you're Jessica. You're my little girl. She'd say, well, who are you? I'd say, I'm your daddy. Well, where's this? This is your house. And over and over and over. And she stayed so close to us. And I think it's because she didn't know who she was. And when you don't know who you are, it produces a fear. Well, I want to raise my hand, but I'm scared. I want to shout, but I'm scared. But when you know who you are, you know you have the privilege and the right to shout. I have the privilege to raise my hand and glorify God because I am an heir of everything my daddy has. But listen, I didn't come to mix it up. I didn't come to mix it up. It's already mixed up. I've come to straighten it out. You're pushing off in the millennium somewhere, all the blessings out in the millennium. Why, it's right now. We don't need divine healing in the millennium. I'll even be able to say it in the millennium. Won't that be good? Somebody asked me one time, said, do you speak a foreign language? I said, yeah, English. Amen. Amen. Why, it's right now. We don't need divine healing in the millennium. Now's when we have it. We won't be sons of God. But you're now sons of God. And heirs and joint heirs with Jesus. Everything that Jesus died for at Calvary is in your possession. Everything. Well, one day Jesus is going to give me what he died for. Hello? He already has. He's already had. Well, one day. You won't need it one day. I need it today, Brother Jerry. I won't need healing in my back one day, Brother Jerry. I need it today. Amen. Amen. Won't be sons of God. Well, one day we'll all be sons of God. I won't need it one day. I need it right now. I need that revelation right now. Amen. Sons of God, joint heirs with Jesus. Everything Jesus died for at Calvary is in your possession. Amen. Then who owns it? Who owns it? Who? Awful weak. You sure you believe that? Let me tell you the rest of this quote. Brother Bram says, brother, Satan don't like that. Because if the people would only realize and just be willing to take God at His word, it would be unlimited. If the people didn't say, if everybody felt it, What if everybody could get a goosebump? Oh my God, what a meeting we'd have. He never said goosebump. He said if the people would just receive and believe what the word already says, it would be unlimited. Satan hates that. He does not want us to know, Brother Larry, who we are. Well, Brother Darrell, I fell him. Who don't? Who don't? Huh? We all fell him. That's right, friends. We all do. Even Brother Brandon tried to repent. Huh? I may have smaller ears than a believer. Amen. Satan don't like that. But listen, we've entered the battleground. That's between death and life. I'm a sinner, Brother Branham. But you don't have to be a sinner. You're a sinner because you desire to be. Hear that, young people? Think the devil's got a hold of your chain and jerking you around? Let me tell you. But Ben said, you're that way because you desire to be. I'm a sinner. You don't have to be. You're that way because you desire to be. Huh? You don't have to be. The debt's already paid. Amen. Brother Branham, I wish I had joy. You can have it. You're just letting Satan rob you from your privileges that Christ died for. I'm an heir to it. It's all mine. Everything he died for belongs to me. It belongs to you. We're his children. We're heirs of it. Everything that he died for. If every man here tonight would realize the things that you've got, divine healing and everything else, God gave it to you at Calvary. Every born again man circumcised by the Holy Ghost, you have a right for every redemptive blessing. Let the devil rob you of none of it. Let the devil, Brother Skip, rob you of none of it. Then you know what that tells me, Brother Tracy? That tells me little old Darrell Ward, insignificant Darrell Ward, has the ability by God to stop the thief. That gives me hope, Brother Terry. He didn't say every prophet. He didn't say every pastor. He said every believer. He said, let the devil rob you of none of it. How many times have we let the devil come into church and rob us of something Christ died that I could have? And I've let the devil tell me that God don't love me, or it's not for me, or it's for somebody else, or I'm not worthy of it. I'm not worthy, but he is. How many times has he robbed young people? How many times has he robbed young girls? How many times has he robbed mama and daddy and brother and sister? How many preachers has he robbed? How many evangelists has he robbed? By trying to tell them God don't love you. God don't care about your labor. God don't care about your sacrifice. Until he gets us worked into a complex, Brother David. I tell you, it's rough out on the field. It's easy to get a complex out there. You come in all beat up and bruised up. I've come in from so sore from meetings, I couldn't hardly walk. The devil said, they don't even care. They don't even love you. They don't even want you out there. But you've got to realize, Brother David, he's a liar. He's a liar! For the sake of one soul, I would travel the world. For the sake of one soul, I would leave my wife and my children. For the cause of one, I would be willing to do it. For one soul is worth 10,000 worlds. Let the devil rob you of none of it. See, Satan's desire is to rob you, is to strip you of everything that you have. To strip you of every experience that you have with God. You know, when I went to Haiti, I read up a little bit so I know what I'm getting into. Haiti's a pretty poor country, devastated by the earthquake. So I was reading, and one thing they said, to avoid being robbed. First of all, when someone's going to rob somebody, you know why the devil's trying to rob you? Ain't no thief going to rob somebody that's poorer than them. If he is, he needs to reach how to rob with dummies 101 or something. No thief is going to rob someone that's poorer than them. You're going to rob them. My God, here, take my wallet. So we must be rich. We must have something. If he's trying to rob us, brother, he must see something, brother Jim, that's worth having. One thing they said to avoid being robbed is not to act like you're lost. Like you don't know where you're going. Hello? When you walk down the street, walk down the street with confidence that you know exactly who you are, exactly where you're going, exactly where you come from. Amen! Don't you see the devil's going to target somebody that you don't know where you come from and you don't know where you're going and you don't know if you're safe, and the devil's going to tell you you ain't. But when you stand there and say, I am the seed of Abraham and this is my property. I was down at San Carlos Apache Reservation a few years ago preaching. One of the Indians down there had a t-shirt on and said, watch out, white man. This is Apache land. I said, my mama part Indian. Then I got thinking, Brother Dave, that's what we need to do. We need to print us up some t-shirts. I said, watch out, devil. This is bride land. Get off my property, devil. Get off my property. This wasn't given to me by Uncle Sam. This didn't come from the government. My God gave me this. My God gave me this. Get off my property. Satan wants to rob you. Satan wants to rob you. But now listen, I know some of you's not got into this service because we're talking about robbing and you're thinking, well, ain't nobody ever going to rob me with a gun and a bandana. And so you're not getting involved, you know, because you think, well, you know, that's for somebody else or something. But I want you to understand tonight, Satan is very subtle. And in case you're wondering, now I'm going to give all of you confidence that nobody's going to, well, they may, but it won't be the devil coming here trying to rob us with some machine gun and a bandana. No. Matter of fact, somebody come through the doors of the gun. We got deacons back there, deacons up here. Always makes me nervous. Deacons sit up here where Brother Donnie preaches, but when the visiting preacher preaches, they don't. And I think, my God. I thought, my Lord, what if they picked the wrong night? I've been wanting to say that for 10 years. Maybe we can get some little deacons for the evangelists. Okay. But I want you to understand, friends. The devil ain't going to come through the doors like that. He's more subtle. And no doubt every one of us has come to church and has been robbed of Satan and not even noted. Now let me show you. Satan robbing us of healing. Satan robbing us of a blessing. Satan robbing us of deliverance. Satan robbing us from shouting. Because remember, Brother Ben said he will try to chop out from you every bit of experience he can. So I got to look at this thought on robbing. How Satan comes into church and robs. Listen to these. I found these in discernment. Two or three different places, if you don't mind me sharing with you. Come, lady. How do you do? Lady, come here just a minute. No mother. No mother. I want you to raise up. Raise her up. Don't lay down. Look here. Look at me. Do you believe me to be God's prophet? Do you believe what you hear is the truth? You're getting awful sick, aren't you? The reason you're doing it, it's Satan trying to rob you. If you'll believe me to be a servant tonight, your deliverance. She got so sick, she wanted to lay down. And Brother Miller said, don't let her lay down. No, mother, don't lay down. Get up. Don't lay down. She's wanting to lay down. She got so sick. She got so sick. She just, I just want to lay down. Oh God, I'm so sick. I'm so dizzy. I'm so weak. He said, no, don't do that. Don't do that. It's Satan trying to rob you of your deliverance. But getting you so sick, you can't come in a prayer line. Not a gun. Not a bandana. Give me all your money. Huh? Here's a man sitting in front of me suffering with arthritis. He really, I don't know whether he's going to get it or not. He's kind of a man my age. He suffers with arthritis. He's not from here. He's from Kansas City. Do you believe that God will heal you? Do you believe God can tell me your name? Mr. Francis? You believe with all your heart? He was trying to rob you from it, sir. Yes. You was thinking I was meeting another man, but it was you. You was thinking, oh God, how many times has a man preached and we've let somebody tell us he's talking about someone else? He's talking about someone else. Brother Branham said, he's going to miss it. Mr. Francis, he was trying to rob you, sir. He was trying to make you think I was meeting somebody else, but I'm talking to you. Oh, saints of God tonight, can you believe it? Don't forget about me. I ain't no kind of a preacher. I scream and sweat and jump. Don't worry about that. But listen to the voice that's trying to tell you who you are. Also, your wife is sitting there. She's Mrs. Francis. She suffers also with arthritis. She's got trouble with her eyes and trouble with her ears. Is that right? So not only, Brother Donnie, if that man had listened to that thought, not only would he have been robbed of healing, but his wife also would have been robbed of healing. And two people would have been robbed of a healing virtue because Satan told him he's talking about someone else. Oh God. See, you can't die. You're done quickened. Oh, if the church could only see that. It's not what you're going to be. You already are. It's the devil trying to rob you from that. How's he trying to rob us, Brother David? But pointing out there, no, someday will be this. Someday it'll be the third call. Someday. But I'm here to tell you it's today. We're not going to be. We are now. If I ever was a son of God, I am a son of God right now. Listen to this quote right here. This one. The lady sitting next to her. Yeah, you had to get up and go out. You had to get up and go away a few minutes ago. Satan tried his best to rob you from this. Now, how many times have you got up and went out before service is over? Can I take my liberty, Brother Donnie? A couple months ago, I was standing there in the back because of my back. I couldn't sit down. Brother, I said, let's stand. I thought I was going to be stampeded to death. It died. Michael, it died. They didn't hear that. Now, friends, we all have to get up and go out. I've had to get up and go out. We all have to get up and go out.
But just make sure, young people, when you get up and go out, you really have to get up and go out. And you're not just going out because your best friend got up and went out. Because if you get up and go out because your best friend went up and got to go out, and the devil told them to get up and go out so they could be robbed of a blessing, then you're going to be robbed of the same blessing because you listened to him. Because you're... How subtle, Brother Donnie. How subtle it is. Satan's not coming in here. Stop the preaching. Everybody on the floor. But he comes in with a thought. You got to go to the bathroom. But it said, there's a man sitting in my meeting. He was crippled. It said, just before I called the prayer line, the Lord revealed to me he was going to be healed. But just before I called the prayer line, I saw a dark light. I believe it's how he said there, a dark circle or something. A dark cloud, I believe it was. I said, I saw it come in and hang over him. And he got up and went out, and Satan robbed him of his healing. And Brother Branham said, he will always be crippled. He's a thief. He's a liar. He don't want your money. He wants your blessing. He wants to rob you of the privilege that Jesus Christ died for. But when you know who you are, when you know I am a son of God and this is my right, you can stand your ground and say, Gow! It's about time the church takes courage. It's about time somebody stands upon the word of God and stops the thief. Well, maybe Brother Don, you'll do it, or Brother David will do it. That's wonderful if they do it. But you can do it. You can do it. You can stop the thief that robs you. You can stand on who you are and stop the thief. When you know who you are and you make a stand, you will stop the thief. If I show you one example out of the Bible, will you believe me? One ought to be enough. There is in the Bible one of my favorite characters. I love to preach on him. His name is Shamgar. Shamgar wasn't no prophet. He wasn't no pastor. He wasn't no evangelist. He wasn't no Sunday school teacher. He wasn't even Sunday school superintendent. He was just a farmer. Just like us. Huh? He was just a farmer. Not even a whole lot wrote about him in the Bible. Just a little bitty verse. But like Brother Branham said, down there in Georgia in the football stadium, it's not the size of the dog that's in the fight, but it's the size of the fight that's in the dog. God don't need my muscle. Thank God I ain't got any. I didn't even get any of those steroids they gave me. I still didn't get it myself. But God don't want our muscle. God don't want our mind. He just wants our faith. Somebody that'll believe him. Somebody that'll take him at his word. Huh? Amen. Now if you study Shamgar, he was known because he raised up a rebellion against the Philistines. And in the days of Shamgar, nobody walked on the highway. Because the Philistines was in so control, they was tired of being robbed. So they found other ways to get around it. Huh? They went through little trails and they wrote little notes and left each other. Go this way, it's safer, they won't see you. And that was a big highway that they could walk on. But no doubt they went many miles out of the way. No doubt they suffered. No doubt their milk spoiled. Because they're afraid to walk the highway. Because they're afraid they'd be robbed. And the Bible says no one walked the highway. Let me tell you something. God's gave you and I a highway. And we have a right to walk that highway. And the devil, no devil, Brother David, no devil has a right to keep me off of it. They had so oppressed the Israelites until they had took all their weapons from them. And the reason Shamgar didn't use a sword, first of all, he didn't know how to use one. Second of all, he didn't have one to use. Because they had come in and confiscated all the weapons that would be used against the Philistines because they wanted to keep them beat down. Keep them oppressed. So they just come into church and just, you love the Lord, you're happy, you believe God.
You don't know if they're alive or dead until they move. And that's exactly where the devil, don't you see, friends? That's what the devil wants. He don't want the blessings of God and the joy of God and the victory of God to be in the camp. He don't want the shout of the king in the camp. But I tell you, there's enough here that we can let this area know our God lives, our God reigns, our God is awesome. There is no one like my God. Hallelujah. Amen. What a mighty God he is. What a mighty God he is. Hallelujah. Shamgar, Brother Chuck, didn't even have a sword. But the most wonderful thing about it is his name means sword. He didn't have a sword. He was a sword. And the Philistines would come in every time at harvest time. He'd plant the crops and they would get up to maturity where they would have the ability to reproduce themselves again. And it was at that season that the Philistines would make their march. It was at that season that they attacked Shamgar. But you see, friends, if you could only open your eyes, you'll understand why Satan is attacking the ministry. It's the season of maturity. It is the fivefold ministry that is the edification of the saints. Hello? And they would come in and they would smack him around. And they'd leave him with just enough to get by the next year. And here's what we find. We pick up the story. Well, Brother Bram says Shamgar out there. His wife crying, tears on her face, and her dress raggedy. Children hungry, no clothes on them. She said, oh, Shamgar, maybe, just maybe he won't come this year. Maybe he found somebody else to pick on. Oh, no. If he thinks you're an easy target, he will pick on you. You'll not wish him away or will him away or hope him away. You've got to kill him. You hear me? You've got to meet your enemy. You've got to draw the sword and stick it in his heart. Hoping and wishing and hoping so will never do it. He'll come right back around every year. He'll do it. He's not afraid of your wishes. He's not afraid. It's not what he's afraid of. But it's that word of God, friend. Brother Bennett said, when the weakest Christian gets on their knees to pray, all hell trembles. Because when you know you're a son of God and God hears your prayer, the devil knows he's in trouble. Maybe they won't come this year, Shamgar. Maybe they just won't come. Well, maybe they won't, dear. Oh God, honey, get in the house. Get the children, get in the house. Quickly. Detail, halt! Shamgar! Come out and play, Shamgar! What have you raised for us this year? We're hungry. It's harvest time. Are you in the barn? Where you at, Shamgar? Shh. Don't say nothing. Maybe they'll go away. He won't go away from us. Hear me, young people. He will not go away. You're going to have to meet him. Got to deal with him. See, they come at harvest time, but what they failed to realize, David, is that this year there was another seed that had grown up. There's another seed that had come to maturity. But I said he didn't know how to fight. He didn't have time to learn and fight. He didn't go out there and meet him with some kind of how to whoop Philistines for dummies 101. He didn't have time to take karate. He didn't go out there. He didn't do none of that. wasn't relying on his intellect. And you can't either. Well, brother, I'm smart. I'm educated. So's the devil.
He didn't Google how to whoop him. But he looked around. He said, I am a seed of Abraham. And my daddy gave me this land. And my daddy told me that God promised him his seed shall possess the gates of his enemy. It ain't right. I'm tired of them robbing me. I'm tired of them taking away from me. I work for this. I labor for this. I drove to church for this. I got ready for this. I'm tired of going home sick. I'm tired of going home weak. Amen. Prophet said he looked around and he saw an ox goat on the mantle and he reached up and grabbed it, just a piece of wood with a brass knob on the end of it. He went over Brother's head and he raised up the window and he jumped out the window. About that time his wife just fell down. Oh God. My God, he's gone crazy. He's gone crazy. He usually just sits so quiet in church. What in the world got on him? In the middle of those Philistines, 600 Philistines. I met their eyeballs about the size of Washington. My God, who are you? I am a seed of Abraham. And this is my property. And I'm going to give you the count of three to get off my property. One. Three. They looked at me about like some of y'all looking at me. He brought that back. You know those little transformers your kids used to get at McDonald's? There's something and you change them and they become something else. That's the way Soundgarden was. He brought that thing back. When he brought it forward, the power of God struck him. He got the swing and that ox goat and he got the singing. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. And when he got done, there he stood, sweating, back hurting. Whew. Oh my God, I'm going to have a body change. I keep whipping Philistines. His wife, she heard it get quiet, you know? So she raised up. My God, Sam Gordon, I ain't never seen you act like that in church. What in the world happened to you? I don't know, honey. I just got to singing, I'm one of them. And the next thing I know, I was on stage. I long for the day that it's more than a song. It's a reality. I am a son of God. Hallelujah. Let's go one more place before I close. just one more place. Let's go to Philistine camp just for a moment. First Sergeant, Captain reporting. What is it, Captain? There's been a slaughter down at Sam Guards. No. Yeah. How bad? It is some kind of bad. It's bad, real bad. What? What? I told you all not to kill him. I told you just rob him. Just go out and rob him. Tell him it's for somebody else. Tell him God don't love him. Tell him he's not right. Tell him he can't be healed. I told you, no, I don't want him dead. Just beat him up and tell him he ain't got no joy. He ain't got no victory. God don't love him. God don't care for me. I want the man that killed Shamgar. I want him in my office at 3 p.m. There's been some kind of mistake, sir. The slaughter at Shamgar wasn't Shamgar. It's us. No. Yeah. Well, how many did he get? Some kind of bad, I'm telling you, some kind. Did he get 100? It was some kind of bad. 200? 300? Higher, 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 higher. 400? 500? Well, how many were they, sir? There was 600. Well, how many did he get? He got them all. Little bride, I'm here to tell you tonight. Will he get them all? Will he get them all? It's time to stop the thing. It's time to stop the thief. It's going to stand on a hunger. Send me your thief. Send me your thief. Hallelujah. 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 The sound is in the king. The king is in the death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Shamgar. Stop the thief. Stop the thief. Stop the thief. It's time somebody stops the thief. It's time somebody here tonight say, get off my property. Get off my wife. Get off my children. Get off my pastor. Get off. Do you believe? Are you the seed of Abraham? Are you God's children? Then exercise your right. Exercise your right tonight. In the name of Jesus. How many believes God tonight? How many has a need tonight? High blood, low blood, no blood means nothing to God, friends. If thou can believe, all things are possible tonight. He's exceedingly more than able to do above all that we can ever hope for tonight. You need joy, you need victory, you need healing. I tell you, you have a right tonight. It's time you make a stand and tell the devil, get off my property. I challenge you to believe tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the same anointing that raised up Jessica and gave her back to me, by that same anointing tonight, I challenge you to believe it. Do you love him tonight? Is there a Shamgar tonight? The Bible says, these signs shall follow them that believe. Do you love him? Do you believe him? Then lay your hands on one another. Brother Harry, lay your hands on Brother Donnie. Let's come tonight. These signs shall follow them that believe. Brother Chuck, lay your hands on Brother Kenneth. Brother Kenneth, lay your hands on Brother Gary. Brother Larry, come over and lay your hands on Brother Gary. We are one. We are one. We are a brotherhood. We are a band of brothers.
We are, oh God, hallelujah tonight. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Everything Christ died for, we have possession of tonight. It's in our right. We have a right to cast out devils. We have a right. Amen. We have a right to overcome evil. We have a right to overcome lust. We have a right tonight to overcome pride and anger and diabetes and arthritis and cancer. We have a right tonight. The blood of Jesus gave us that right tonight. Now lay hands on one another, pray with everything that's in you. Almighty God, tonight, we don't see all things, but we do see Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight, I exercise my right as a believer. Satan, you're defeated tonight. You're nothing but a bluff. I resist you tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out of the people for the glory of God tonight. Get off our property, devil. Get off our property. I challenge you. I rebuke you tonight. In Jesus' name, take your hands off our pastor tonight. Take your hands off our sisters. Take your hands off our wives tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm claiming my children. I'm claiming our inheritance tonight. You're a liar, Satan. You're defeated, Satan. You're nothing but a bluff. And tonight, as God's children, we stand upon the promise of the word tonight. These signs shall follow them that believe. We do these things to fulfill scripture because it's the promise of our Father tonight. Come out of the people, Satan. You're defeated tonight. You're a defeated being tonight. You don't even have the keys to the gate. I've got the keys to the gate tonight. Get off my property. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Now raise your hands and receive it tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for it. That's what he died for, that you could have it tonight. Worship him now, saints. The shout of the king is in the camp tonight. Here, he's here tonight. Receive what you have need of in the name of Jesus.
There's no one greater than Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There's no
worship me for him. Hallelujah. There's no one greater. There's no one greater. Look what he's done for you. Look what he's given you tonight.
There's no one greater than Jesus. There's no one greater than Jesus. I was so bound up,
yes,
my life was so tied up, no peace within. Chains could not hold me, confused, so lonely, so shackled and sick.
Oh, here he comes. Here he comes. You've had your Friday, but Sunday's here. Amen.
Who's that coming?
Who's that coming?
From the other side.
Hallelujah. It's Jesus. It's Jesus.
His eyes of compassion, they're piercing through me. Jesus.
Worship Him together. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's raise our hands in His presence. Oh, glory to God. Lord Jesus, how great You are. How wonderful You are, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Blessed be His holy name. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. We worship You tonight, Lord. Thank You for Your word, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank You, Lord Jesus. There's no one greater than Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. There's no one greater than Jesus. Oh, sweet Jesus. How many can say amen to that? Amen. You appreciate the word of God tonight. Oh, thank You, Lord. Let's go ahead and give the Lord a hand. Thank You, Lord God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. How we worship You, Lord. How we worship You, Lord. Oh, thank You, dear God, for Your precious truth, Your word, Lord. Oh, how many don't want to be robbed by this old lying devil? I tell you, it'd probably be amazing if we knew how many times he's robbed us when we've come to the house of God and come in and robbed you of a good day between you and your wife. Just bring up a little something to cause a spat and change your whole day. Cause something between you or a brother, you or a sister, whatever. Just rob, just ruin your whole day. You know what? I don't hate nobody, but there's one being I hate. I hate that devil. I absolutely hate him. I hate no people. You understand? I hate no people, but I absolutely hate, I despise that devil. Don't you? Oh my, I get sick of him robbing us. Praise the Lord. But victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, cause victory today is mine. Oh, healing is mine. Satan, get me.
Your King, the King of all kings, the Lord of our lords. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and the morning star, the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Glory to God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Well, surely the goods when we leave this building tonight ain't no thief safe. We're going to rob the robber tonight. He may have tried to rob us tonight, but there's some victory in the building tonight. Let's sing this as we go. Service this weekend. Come expecting something from the Lord.
Well, victory is mine. Well, victory is mine. Well, victory.